June 22nd, 1899. Louisa does not let Jesus sleep. This morning, my sweet Jesus wanted to continue to play his little games with me and to joke. He would come. He would place his hands on my face, in act of wanting to caress me. But as he was about to do it, he would disappear. Then again, he would come. He would stretch out his arms around my neck, in act of wanting to embrace me. But as I stretched out my arms to embrace him, he would escape me like a flash, and I could not find him. Who can say the pains of my heart? While my heart was swimming in this sea of immense sorrow, to the point of feeling life failing me, Queen Mama came, carrying him in her arms as a child. And so we embraced, the three of us together, the Mama, the son, and I. So, I could have the time to say to him, "My Lord Jesus, it seems to me that you have withdrawn your grace from me." And he, "Silly, silly little one that you are, how can you say that I have withdrawn my grace when I am within you? And what is my grace if not myself?" I remained more confounded than before, seeing that I didn't know how to speak, and that in those two words I had uttered, I had spoken nothing but nonsense. Afterwards, the Queen Mother disappeared, and Jesus seemed to enclose himself inside my interior, and there he remained. Today, then, during the meditation, he made himself seen sleeping inside of me. I was looking at him, delighting in his beautiful face, but without waking him up, content with at least seeing him, when, in one instant, the beautiful Queen Mama came again. She took him from within my heart, stirring him all over, hurriedly, so as to wake him up. After he woke up, she placed him in my arms again, telling me, "My daughter, don't let him sleep, for if he does, you will see what happens." A thunderstorm was preparing. Half asleep, the baby stretched out his little hands around my neck and squeezing me and said to me, my mama, let me sleep." And I, "Nonna, nonna, my beautiful one, I'm not the one who does not want to let you sleep. It is Our Lady Mama that does not want it, and I pray you to content her. It is certain that nothing can be denied to a mama, and besides, to that mother." After I kept him in vigil for a little while, he disappeared. And so it ended.